True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Sam Paniadovich, our teammate on the BetMGM Network, will join us. Betting recap of the weekend. We'll talk some college football with Sammy. After a pretty epic Saturday, the Notre Dame ending kind of really pissed me off on Saturday night against Texas A&M. We'll get into college football and everything that's happened in the National Football League with Sammy P coming up in 20 minutes. We'll continue to recap Week 2 NFL Sunday. We got to get into the Indianapolis Colts and the insanity of that ending against the Denver Broncos, the Cowboys and the Giants, the Chicago Bears disaster in Detroit, and why I'm not that worried about the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's all still to come. And our bets for Monday Night Football will close the show, the doubleheader with the Texans and the Bucks, the Chargers and the Raiders. And just to reset everybody on where we're at in terms of side and total in both games at BetMGM, Houston still a 2.5-point favorite over Tampa, total 42.5. Final injury report should come out, actives and inactives, in a half an hour. We'll find out if Luke Goedeke is in or not for Tampa, their left tackle. Normally the right tackle, but playing left tackle while Tristan Wirfs is out. And the Chargers, 3.5-point road favorites in Vegas. Total there, 46.5. We'll find out, obviously, once we're off the air about Brock Bowers and about Diane Henley for the Los Angeles Chargers, who was added to the injury report today with an illness. So a lot still to do here on this Monday edition of the show. But as promised, we are a betting show. We'll talk about the bets from yesterday. We're not trying to ignore it. Just like, got to talk football also. So, I'm about to bitch and moan. I've got grapes. Those sons of bitches are sour. All of my grapes, 100% of them, the purple ones, the green ones, the room temperature ones, the ones in the freezer, they are all sour. Let me ask all of you a question. And I know it's fun when people lose. You get to be like, oh, what a loser. I understand. I feel that way sometimes. We're all human beings, right? Let me ask you a serious question. And before I ask the question, I'll preface it by introducing a series of facts to all of you. Here are some facts. The first 2 weeks in the National Football League, Nick Kostos, have been on the Ravens week one against the Bills. I believe that was the one in 277-1. Lost that bet. I was on the over Thursday Night Football, Eagles and Cowboys. That was the two in 177-2, or one of the two in 177-2. Yesterday, I was on the Arizona Cardinals, laying 6.5 against Bryce Young. I don't even feel the need to say the team. It doesn't matter. I'm laying 6.5 against Bryce Young. And I'm watching this game in the second half, and I'm thinking, like, this, like, it's over. I won this bet. It's a wrap. James Conner runs a touchdown in from 2 yards in the third quarter. It's 27-3 against maybe the worst quarterback in the league in Bryce Young. Final score, 27-22. A 4th-and-16 converted. Bryce Young morphs into, like, gunslinging Jake Delhomme. Jonathan Calamity Gannon standing on the sidelines with a stupefied glare on his face. Not saying a word. I wonder what's going on in this moron's headset. Are all the coaches screaming in the headset at each other? What's happening here? You wouldn't know, because Jonathan Gannon's stone-faced. His head's in a faraway place. Femi just put this into the chat. Oh, can't wait to read this. Rare beat. Since week 14 of 2022, teams that trailed by 24 points or more were 0-111 against the spread. The Panthers ended that streak on Sunday. So now, just in the first 2 weeks of the season, I am the one in 277-1. One of the two in, like, 177-2. And the one in 111-1. I lost the Broncos because Will Lutz missed a 42-yard field goal. And then Shane Steichen, I will save this. What's, like, Steichen's brain-dead play management at the end, or clock management at the end. For Spencer, not Brandon Aubrey, for Spencer Schrader, for 60-yarder. Leverage gets called. And then Schrader hits, that was pretty aggravating. I actually think that's like a normal loss. That's aggravating. It's one of those where, like, how the hell did this happen? But, like, we see stuff like that happen in the, like, it sucked to lose a bet like that. That kind of stuff happens. But it was annoying. Seattle, week one. Brock Purdy in the sea of hands. Jake Tonjes. Not Dwight Clark. Not Brent Jones. Not George Kittle. Jake Tonjes snatches it out of thin air. Younghoe Koo. Younghoe benched for Parker Romo, Tony's brother, who goes 5 for 5 last night. Like, the Falcons, Seattle, Denver, normal aggravating losses. Normal, but aggravating. The other three, I mean, really? If you get three of those in a season, it's a kick in the junk. I had 3 in 10 days. Is it possible to run worse than I have? I'm not saying, I know I'm not Billy Walters. I'm not saying I'm the best sports bettor. I know I'm not. I'm very honest about that on this show. I'm a talk show host who bets. I'm not a pro bettor who hosts a talk show. I understand all of this. But I've been betting for 20 years. I think I know what I'm doing. Can I get a freaking bone here? And I'm not even talking about the leverage call. Can the Cardinals not fully collapse up 27-3? Can I get the over in the Eagles-Cowboys game? if the Falcons had not covered last night against Minnesota, I don't know what would have happened. Thank God I got that. So it's not all bad, but just, I'd like to run a little better as the season moves along. Last note before we bring Femi on, we'll get Femi's betting stuff from the weekend. You better you bet on this Monday. I have a confession to make to everybody. I behaved yesterday in an extremely inappropriate manner. I was a baby. I was annoying. And can I use the word that rhymes with which to describe myself, or is that a little too hard, the hard B word? Can I use that word? I use it a lot, just in a different context. Do you think I can say that? Well, I was that word yesterday. I'll say it. I acted like a bitch. Big time. Because we took the Cowboys in Survivor at Femi's behest. And as the Giants take an early lead, and you just know that this is going to be a nip-and-tuck affair, I am melting. Like the witch in Wizard of Oz. I'm melting. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2 when he lowers himself down into the liquid hot magma. I'm melting. I'm blaming Femi. Both to his face on text and also separately to Tyler. How did we let this happen? Why didn't we take Arizona? Of course, it's a wild roller coaster ride that somehow ends with the Cowboys winning. Well, not so, but the Giants are losers, and we'll talk about them later. The Cowboys win 40-37. We survive, and we advance. So, Femi Abebefe, I have not said this to you off air yet. I wanted to save it for on the air. I apologize for my conduct during yesterday's game. I never should have doubted you and your Survivor acumen. Great call with the Dallas Cowboys, even if it was a wild ride to get there at the end of the game.
Apology accepted. And boy, was it a roller coaster to get to finally get to that finish with the Cowboys winning the game. But I mean, like, I'd be lying if in the fourth quarter I wasn't thinking the same thing of like, damn, I'm really about to get put out by Russell Wilson and the New York Giants. Matt Eberflus and this defense is about to put us out in Survivor. But Dallas got it done. Thank goodness for Brandon Aubrey, maybe the greatest kicker we've ever seen in the history of the NFL. That dude might be able to hit from 70 yards, be clutch,
he can,
and do that.
Right? It's going to at some point.
It is absurd. And I know like they have like the new K-balls, which we've talked about as well at the start of the season. Like someone's hitting from 70 this year. I mean, he's definitely the odds on favor to do it, but like someone's doing it. Just the way that these kickers are just drilling stuff from like 55 plus now. It's pretty remarkable that we see this. And then some teams, like Denver's guy can't make the field goal and like whatever. We don't have to rehash all of it. But yeah, like yesterday was an incredible sweat. And I texted you and Tyler after the Cowboys won. Like I have another entry on the Cincinnati Bengals. That 90-minute stretch there, wow. Burrow's hurt. So I already chalked that up as an L when Burrow got hurt. I was like, I'm out on that one. Please, Dallas Cowboys, don't let me down. Cowboys,
you got to send Brian Thomas Jr. like a fruit basket for, yes, how that game went yesterday.
BTJ, the official that called pass interference on Travis Hunter, is also getting something.
To be fair, like I actually like, thought it was pass interference on Travis Hunter. To be fair,
little,
I love Travis Hunter.
A little ticky tack, you know? Just like, it's like, if it didn't get called, nobody would have been like, oh my God, what an egregious no call. I guess we'll just put it that way. But like, that official's getting something. Jake Browning, even though he did his damnedest to try to throw the game away, he's getting something as well for leading that final drive. It was an incredible 90-minute stretch. The bets, which we can get into here as well, those didn't go well yesterday. But the fact that the Cowboys and the Bengals won actually made my day. And like I felt like I got drilled. I was on Minnesota laying the three. Like, yeah, it was bad. But like the Survivor entries made it through. And they made the day. And what's funny about it too, to kind of put a bow on Survivor, like my wife was on the Arizona Cardinals. She's chilling. They're up 27-3. She's like, oh, I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower. I'll come back, sit down and start cooking dinner. She comes back down. It's 27-15. I was like, okay, I think they're good. The only thing that's in danger is, do they cover or not? 27-22, recover the onside kick. And now she's freaking out. Like after like having like the no sweat Survivor entry on Arizona, she's now freaking out. And luckily Calais Campbell shuts the door and the Cardinals win. But yeah, it was a very, very chalky survivor, but a sweaty survivor nonetheless. What happened yesterday? Insane, and I can't wait to do it next week. Like I'm already looking into like next week and like what we should be doing. But it was a lot of fun yesterday, and thank God the Cowboys got it done.
So I want to ask you a question, because like you've been betting for a long time. Like I've been betting for, it's my 21st year betting on sports. I started in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to say it'll turn. Because we talk about the NFL knife edge. We've talked about it on the show for years. But look, like this stuff, this is why I'm saying like the Denver thing, like it's really aggravating. But to me, that's kind of just like that stuff happens when you bet the NFL.
Yeah.
Like it is what
it's another Sunday.
It is. Like it's crazy to say that, but like ridiculous that that's how, but like it happens. Mm-hmm. I really think, am I being a baby? But you can say yes when I say that I think I've run really poorly to start the season. Like, do I need to grow? It's okay. If you say yes, if that's really what you think, like, I accept that.
I didn't believe it until the Arizona one. Like, it's been off to a tough start or whatever for the season. But once the Arizona game, like, and they almost lose, I'm like, okay, like, this guy was up 27-3, laying 6.5. The game closes 7. Like, you're supposed to just cover that and not have to worry. Go collect your money after the game. All is good. The fact that Carolina did just enough to get inside the number, but then also, like, because at that point, I mean, I guess you have futures, so you're still rooting for
Correct.
Arizona.
Like, that but was like, the conundrum like, that I was in, right? Because, like, you want them to lose, because, like, screw them,
exactly.
And also knock everybody out of Survivor, exactly. But I have them to win the division, and I have them over the win total.
Yeah.
I needed them to win.
It's like, you can't lose to Carolina and expect to fulfill all those expectations. But, like, usually, like, if I were in your spot, I'd have been like, all right, Carolina, get it done, and, like, get these losers off my TV. But they still win the game. But, yeah, like, that's... That was pretty bad, man. And like the David Purdom stat that you read earlier, it's like it just puts the cherry on top of the sundae. Like that's running pretty poor.
Bill,
got tonight to get it back, right?
Of course, and every day. Bill Zimmerman did the math here, which like should. This is not like Blaise Pascal crunching the numbers. He said the odds of me being on the wrong side of those three games is 27,624-1. Maybe he's right. He also produces a sports radio show. Sam Panayotovich joins us next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Beck with zero pass rush, and he's looking in the end zone. And it is a touchdown, Joshua Moore.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We'll get back to the National Football League coming up 20 minutes from now, recapping Week 2 NFL Sunday. The flurry of injuries that hit the old news feed right before we came on the air at 3 o'clock Eastern today. But right now on the show, and the voice you heard coming back from break, and look, I have a show I do from 8 to 9 Eastern, then I'm on from 11 to 1. And after the show ends at 9 on WFAN in New York, there's a really quick mass, like right by the studio that I do the show from now, I went and met my wife. She brought my daughter. We went to church yesterday because I consider myself to be a man of faith. That was Tom Brenneman on the call. As Miami throttled South Florida this weekend behind quarterback Carson Beck, who dominated South Florida and now finds himself atop the odds board to win the Heisman Trophy. Joining us right now to talk about the betting weekend in sports and spinning things forward, we love having him on the show every Monday, our BetMGM Network teammate, the great Sam Panayotovich, a.k.a. Sammy P., a.k.a. SB Shoot on social media, Bet Sweats, Chicken Dinner, Fox Sports, the Bear Bets podcast. My friend, welcome back. Happy Monday. How's it going?
And there's a fly ball to left field by Castellanos.
You got it, man. And Sam, of course, and I do Countdown to Kickoff every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And Sam makes me laugh out loud like four or five times every single Sunday. Sammy, let's start with the Heisman Trophy. Now, you liked Carson Beck on this show and on your show over the summer. This is not like victory lap. Like, obviously, there's a ton of season left to go here for Carson Beck. But just like your analysis here of Beck leading the market, anything else you find interesting on the Heisman Trophy market?
Well, the first thing is that Arch Manning has gone from 5-1 to 30-1. And if his last name was Martin, he should be 100-1, you know, but they're never going to push it to that point because there's so much liability in the market already on Arch. I mean, I remember when BetMGM opened up the Heisman market in the summer, 9-1 plus 850, and then wrote it all the way down to like 550, 6-1. People are going to bet it just because they've been told to bet it for an entire offseason. So you can't really push it that much farther. I think the true price is honestly 80, 90, 100-1, but they'll never get there. And then how about Cade Klubnik? This is a lesson. Whatever people say in the summer, just run the other way, because the two can't-miss NFL prospects at quarterback were Arch Manning and Cade Klubnik. And look at their prices now. There's a reason the summer favorite hasn't done this in over 10 years with Mariota. A couple of risers we should talk about, though. How about Marcel Reed at 15-1? I don't even remember his number in the summer, and I should, but I don't. I mean, he was in triple digits for sure. That's the A&M quarterback who just went into Notre Dame and put up crazy numbers. Their schedule's tough, but there's opportunity there for a guy to put up big numbers. I mean, who would have thought after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it'd be Carson Beck, John Mateer, Dante Moore, your top three? Nobody, because we were all fed Manning and Klubnik and Aller, and, you know, whoever, not even there anymore. So those are the notables that I really think we should pay attention to. And then, you know, you got a guy like Dampier at 20-1. Utah's so good. Utah might go 12-0, 11-1, guys. I still think that's a guy that we should look out for. Even at 20-1, I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think a lot of these guys that were kind of unheralded are being like the real true blue Heisman contenders, as opposed to what Sam said, some of the household names from over the summer. What results stood out to you the most from week three in college football? We had a bunch of really awesome games, A&M, Notre Dame, like you mentioned, Georgia, Tennessee on Rocky Top. Which results stood out to you the most, and which one are you kind of taking in the back pocket going forward here from a betting standpoint?
Well, I think Clemson just getting dominated on the ground was a big nail. Now, that game was closer than I think it should have been, because Clemson did crawl back in that game. But Georgia Tech and that power football, their identity is so real. And Clemson's is so very not right now. I mean, their identity forever was, we're going to just own the line of scrimmage on both ends of the field. And that's not the case anymore. I mean, Clemson can't even run the ball. But to see a market open at 6, 6.5, take steady one-way action, and then even get through 3 on that game. Because you finally, in the other game, in the Georgia game, Tennessee game, you had the resistance on the favorite. They came back and they laid the 3, 3.5, and 4. That resistance never showed on Clemson. So it proves 2 points. Number one, they stink. And number two, the market was way off on them. I mean, to have Clemson, go back and look at some of these preseason rankings and read some of these preseason magazines. Clemson's the second best team in the country. Clemson's a top 4 team in power ratings. Nope, never was. Never was. We get fed the bill of goods in so many ways. And I think the lesson is, whether it be the Heisman market or the national championship market or these win total markets, so much based on last year or on what our coaches and our media members feed us. And in college football, there are so many things that change now with NIL and the transfer portal. Things that used to be are no longer the case, and Clemson is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, I think if I had to take a drink for every time I heard about Clemson's returning players and returning production, I think I'd be dead right now over the summer. Like, everyone was just
I don't know. I've seen you drink, Femi, and like you can handle your liquor. Maybe you'd still be standing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but we'd be stumbling around pretty good on the Las Vegas Strip. Sam, in your opinion, who's the best team in the country right now through 3 weeks?
It's a very good question. We talked about that this morning. I think it's also important. Are we talking the best team, the number one team in the power ratings, or the team you'd bet to win the title? I think I could give you an answer for all three. What's the question? Which one do you want me to handle?
Give me the best team in your opinion. I know what the power ratings probably say one thing. Like, if there's a difference, give me who you think is actually the best team.
Well, they're going to tell you the number one power rated team is either Penn State or Ohio State, but I don't think those are the most complete teams. Let's use that word. I'll hang on the word complete. I would love to see a Miami-Oregon national championship. I think those two teams on both sides of the ball have a lot to like. And that said, if you look at the market for national championship, all right, there's Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Texas at top. There's Miami at 20-1 to win the title. That number doesn't feel right, does it? I mean, they have NFL offensive and defensive lines with the current favorite to win the Heisman. Talent on the back end. They got four new guys in the secondary. You got NFL receivers. What's the issue? Oh, it's Mario Cristobal. Right, because they blew a game against Georgia Tech 2 years ago. Right, that's what we should be paying attention to. Oh, they also blew a game against Stanford 6 years ago. We got to get past this as a union. We got it. We got to just move past this Mario Cristobal thing. I think for the price, the bet is Miami. From a power rating standpoint, Ohio State, Penn State. The best team? Man, it's hard to look away from Oregon and Miami in terms of checking boxes, offense, defense, special teams. Those two teams are criminally underrated compared to the Ohio States, the Georgias, and the Penn States of the world.
And next Saturday, Oregon at Penn State. Like, that's going to be a hell of a game. I believe that's going to be Penn State's wideout out there at Happy Valley as well. So we'll get a nice little litmus test for both those teams. Penn State has not played anybody, and now they're going into the bye week to get ready for the Ducks, which should be a hell of a game. Let's get over to the NFL. Chiefs now 0-2. They lose to the Eagles yet again yesterday afternoon. Are the Chiefs a team that you want to buy at this point to win the division, win the AFC? What are you doing with Kansas City? Because it feels like the sky is falling with Mahomes 0-2 for the first time in his career.
Look, we can't really assess them until they get those guys back on offense. Without Worthy, without Rashee Rice, it's an incomplete grade right now. I mean, clearly you don't want to start a season 0-2. That said, I was hoping to get a 9 or a 10-1. It's very fascinating, Femi. You look at the teams in the AFC championship market and look at all the other teams that are 0-2, 100-1, 150-1, 200-1. Oh, there's the Chiefs 7-1. You're like, wait a minute, that doesn't even make sense. But that's the power of Mahomes. That's what Andy Reid does to people. And I think they've learned their lesson over the years. It doesn't matter how this team starts, it's how it finishes. I was hoping for 10-1. Forget it. You're not going to get 10-1 on this team. You should. I mean, a team that's 0-2 should not be 7-1 to win the conference, or less, mind you. I think 7's the best price. There's a 6-1 and a 550 in the market. And then you look at the Colts, who are 2-0, and they're 30-1. Make that make sense. No, I know the Colts probably aren't going to win the Super Bowl, but to have an 0-2 team at 7-0 or 7-1 and a 2-0 team at 30-1, the math ain't really mathing. I will answer your question eventually after I stop pontificating. No, I don't feel the need to jump in at 6-7-1. You just watch Baltimore and Buffalo play, and you think, wow, they're so much better. Like, this could finally be the year that the talent is just too tall. I know we joke, Nick, about DVOA and all the metrics and all that. I just watched the first 2 weeks and watch what Buffalo and Baltimore can do in so many ways on offense. And then you watch the Chiefs. Now, I know the Chargers and Eagles are very good, but getting yourself behind the eight ball at 0-2 and not having any answers on the outside, Tyquan Thornton is your number one target down the field. That's a problem right now, and they really need to rip off 4 out of 5 wins here, get back in the mix, get those other guys back into the fold. As currently constructed, there's not a lot to like.
What would Al Michaels say if he were calling a game and Tyquan Thornton caught a long touchdown from Patrick Mahomes?
And it's Tyquan Thornton into the end zone, touchdown.
You better you bet on this Monday. Our guest, Sam Panayotovich of Bet Sweats, here on the BetMGM Network. He is on Twitter at SPShoot. Sammy, Joe Burrow probably done for the season, at least Christmas at best, if he's going to come back for Cincinnati. We talked about this earlier in the show. Cincinnati's playoff price right now at BetMGM, no, minus 210. Yes, about plus 190, plus 180 or so. Anything doing with Cincinnati, you want to make a contrarian case that the Bengals can make the playoffs with Jake Browning? What are your thoughts on Cincinnati moving forward?
Let me take it in a different direction. Rather than talk about Cincinnati, let's just look at that price on the Ravens to win the North. Minus 400. I think it should be minus 800. I think the four is insanely cheap. Who's going to be better than them for 17 games? It's not the Bengals. Sure as hell ain't the Browns. I almost swore there, but I didn't. Give me credit. Almost swore there. Did not swear, boys and girls. And then the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers, if he even makes it through the season, I mean, he was getting clobbered yesterday. The offensive line's a problem. Their defense giving up 30 points in two straight weeks. Who's beating the Ravens in the North? Okay, Sam, the price is minus 400. Okay, take the Ravens to win the North and parlay it with other things. Go load that BetMGM app. Let's do a Ravens parlay to win the North and Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters. This is what you do. When you have a near sure thing like Buffalo too. Buffalo's minus 1,000 to win the East. But Baltimore's minus 400, and I think the price should be double. You wedge that with other things. You make a $20 bet on the Ravens to win the North and this to happen. The Ravens to win the North and the Thunder to win the title. That's what I look at. You know, we can bet Bengals shorts. We can do things like that. I think the best bet to make from the Burrow news is wheel the Ravens with other things. And I don't want you to lay minus 400 for a big number. Just package that Ravens bet with other things. It will put you in a great spot down the road, and it cheapens that minus 400 when you hook it with a big plus price. That's what I would do.
Yeah, we love that. We love the Ravens before the year to win the division, and now it looks like way more likely, obviously, with the Joe Burrow injury now for Cincinnati. Sammy, anything else coming out of Week 2 NFL Sunday, could be injury-related or otherwise, that you find noteworthy as we get set to bet Week 3 and beyond?
Well, I don't know if this helps you in Week 3, but good grief. Ryan Poles has still not drafted a Pro Bowler in Chicago. It's very wild. I'm sure this has been discussed in pre-show meetings with Bill Zimmerman, who was all over it yesterday in his Bears coverage. Every year, it's the same insanity cocktail that they consume in Chicago. Oh, won the draft. Oh, won the summer. Oh, now they got the coach. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. It's the same thing, guys. Every year, it's the same thing. And I don't know what they're going to do now. Jalen Johnson, that's a big injury for them. They rushed him back to have him potentially be out for the season with a groin injury now. That team is such a mess. And I think there are some adjusted win totals you can look at there. They're obviously going to miss the playoffs. And that's a defense that just doesn't have any hope. So I think until the books figure this out, I mean, this Cowboy Bear total, I know it's big at 49.5, now 50 at that MGM.
Right?
Who's getting stops in that game?
I agree.
We got Matt Eberflus. Oh, Matt Eberflus will fix the Cowboy defense. Yes, because he couldn't fix the Chicago defense, and he got hired after the Colts defense fell apart. This game is going to be so fun to watch. If you're a fantasy player, like if you're a daily fantasy player, just go stack Bears receivers and stack Cowboys receivers. The Bears are so bad, and it's so funny because everybody thought they were fixed. Everybody thought they had the answer, and of course, they never have the answers in Chicago.
And I feel pretty seen here. I do like Ben Johnson still, but not.
It's not you, Nick. It's all the Bears group threads that I'm in. I'm in six Bears group threads, and they all can fix the team, and they can all coach the team every Sunday. But they were all excited for the fixes that were made. It's the same thing every year. There, those poor fans. But insanity is the definition of believing the same thing over and over again.
That is true. Who do you like to win that game on Sunday, Cowboys or Bears? 5 seconds.
Who cares? Kill me.
I the Cowboys might win by 10. Sammy, great job. Bet Sweats, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern with our friend Joe Ostrowski. You're the best. Twitter SP Shoot. Stay well, and we'll catch up with you soon.
See ya.
Our friend Sam Paniadovich joining us here on You Better You Bet. If you want his Monday Night Football bets, check out Bet Sweats. You can find it wherever you find your podcasts. On the other side, more review of what we saw Week 2 NFL Sunday. We'll touch on the Bears, the Giants, and more.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We'll get back to Week 2 NFL Sunday in a few. Talk about the Bears disaster in Detroit, and what that means for Sunday's game against Dallas, and more. But first, we want to remind you, our listeners and viewers, don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. You can catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's Hour from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern. He talked about all the quarterback injury news and reacted to, is that true? I heard the end. You reacted to every Week 2 game, like all of them?
It's not 100% true. I did not get a chance to react to the Cardinals-Panthers game, but we reacted to every game other than that.
So who's... Do you like the way that's written, like when they promote like your hour there? Do you like that or no? Like just in general?
I do. I like it. I think they do a good job with it. Catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's hour. We discuss all the quarterback injuries and react to every NFL game. I'm not going to torture you, Tyler. I like the job you've done.
I think you should have higher standards. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And BetMGM is our show sponsor. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. An hour from now, we will finalize our bets for tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader with the Texans and the Bucks in Houston, the Chargers and the Raiders in Vegas. Femi, where do we stand right now on side and total in both games? And we also have injury news, right? The actives and inactives are out for the first Monday night game.
That is correct. Right now, we still sit with the Houston Texans as a 2.5-point favorite. Now, it's heavily juiced. Like, the consensus number is now 2.5 minus 120. BetMGM still has 2.5 minus 115. The total holding steady at 42.5 after seeing a bunch of money on the under all throughout last week. But in terms of the actives and inactives, because once again, this game kicks off at 7 o'clock Eastern right after we're done here on You Better You Bet. The big one is for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it's on the positive side. Their offensive tackle, Luke Gadecki, he will be active for tonight's game. The Bucs, we already knew that Tristan Wirfs would be inactive. Chris Godwin was going to be inactive. Those were already known. But Gadecki, starting lineup, active. That's massive for that Tampa Bay offensive line. For Houston, everyone that we thought would be inactive is inactive. Christian Kirk's not going to play. Braxton Berrios. Jake Andrews, their center, he was already ruled out. Damian Pierce is inactive as well for Houston. But the big news is Luke Gadecki for Tampa Bay will be on the field tonight, which should help out that Bucs offensive line against a really good Texans pass rush.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm on BetMGM right now, looking at the anytime touchdown scorer market. Damian Pierce. Okay, so Damian Pierce is still listed in the market. Your guy, Femi, Dario Gunwabale, who cost you money last week in the Texans Rams game. Yeah, he's plus 800. Woody Marks is 10-1. And Pierce is listed. He's not playing in the game.
He's inactive.
So for everybody right now, like what I would do, I would put like a small bet on Ogunwabale and a bet on Woody Marks to score a touchdown in the game tonight. Pierce is occupying too much. He's not playing in the game. Pierce's price is, where is he? He's plus 750. He's out. So he's taking.
He's literally not playing, yeah.
Like he's taking away from Marks and Ogunwabale here. I would bet both of those guys, Femi, in the anytime touchdown market. As far as the game is concerned, I like the Texans here laying the 2.5. And I haven't decided what I want to do with the Chargers and the Raiders. Something to do with scoring, whether it's Chargers team total over or just the over in the game. Give us your thoughts here on side and total quickly, and we'll finalize everything at the end of the show.
Yeah, I'll go real quick here on side and total because I don't think I'm going to end up on anything unless this goes to three. If it goes to three, I will bet Tampa. But right now, I think the market's just right. Houston should be a favorite. It should not be three given the injuries that they have. So, and if I had to bet anything, it would be the under, but we've already missed that move. So I'm actually going to be on the sidelines other than Femi's Island, which will be coming up at 640.
All right, so there you have it. And what about Chargers Raiders?
Oh, baby, I love the Raiders. Yeah, I love the Raiders. Yeah, 3.5, baby. Money line, also on the silver and black. Now, the injury concern with this game, which we're not going to know until into the night. Obviously, Brock Bowers expected to play, but still listed as questionable. Just want to make sure you clear that hurdle before you go too crazy with this one. But I do think at home, it feels like a coin flip game, like a field goal game either way. And if you're going to give me the hook, I'll take Geno Smith indoors against what could be a banged up Los Angeles Chargers defense. I know you've been talking about this earlier in the show. Deion Henley, Chargers linebacker stud. He's questionable with an illness. They've already had Denzel Perryman was placed on the IR. They already have another linebacker that's questionable that's supposed to be replacing Perryman as well. So Chargers a little bit banged up. I could see the scoring conditions being very, very good since it's indoors. But I do think the Raiders pull off the upset. I just love getting Pete Carroll at home in primetime as an underdog. I think it's a really good spot for the silver and black.
We tweeted earlier from @TheCostos, my Twitter account, @YouBetterYouBet. You can follow us there. You can follow Femi @FemiAbebefe. You can follow me on Instagram @TheCostos, THEKOSTOS. We tweeted, what is our listener and viewers, your best bet for Monday Night Football tonight? Side total or a prop from either of the two games. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, is here to read some of the best answers. Bill, what do we got here social-wise for best bets from the listeners and viewers, from the real ones?
All right, let me just get through these really quick, Nick. I know you got a lot to do. How about this one from @RaiderS? He wants to do a 6.5-point teaser. Tampa Bay, Houston, under 49. Las Vegas, plus 10. He says neither Tampa Bay nor Houston are impressing me on offense, and the two best squads will be the defenses. How about Mr. McBags? He likes the Bucks and Raiders money line parlay. Says the dogs are barking, woof, woof. And Chris Hall, 560. He is a big Baker guy. He says Bucks money line in Baker, we believe. So there's a little quick sample from the real ones.
Can you reread the Mr. McBags one, but do it as Brad Evans?
As Brad Evans. All right, here we go. Raiders money line, Bucks money line parlay. The dogs are barking. Woof, woof. I'm out.
Bills have been doing a great job. Brad Evans will join us next hour on the show. Yeah. Thank you to all the real ones. It's just
dogs be barking, baby. Let's go.
Should Bill Zimmerman be the new host of BetMGM tonight? People are asking.
If he shaves his head,
Bill, would you become a bald freak or no?
No, because there's already problems going up here, and if I shave this, it may not come back. We're not risking anything.
Who's closer to bald freak status, you or Femi?
I think Femi exaggerates his issues. I mean, I'll see the back of my head. Like, it's not good.
I don't know. It's whenever Femi lowers his head, I feel like we're gonna have we're all gonna be blinded with the light coming off that shiny dome. Listen, I got
that moonroof, baby. We got it.
Listen, I'm not exactly here, you know, like Brad Pitt here physically, but I do have a nice head of hair. All right. Femi will join us next hour. We'll do look aheads at week number 3, some early bets, and of course we'll finalize all our bets for tonight, but you bet on this Monday. Want to hit a couple other things that we saw yesterday, week 2, NFL Sunday. Let's start with the Chicago Bears. I actually think there's a universe, and actually I'll bring an old Bill Parcells line back. Bill will actually appreciate this. So when the Giants in 1985 lost to the Bears in the playoffs, they lost 21-0 to Chicago. That Parcells said after that game in the lead up to the Giants 86 championship season that 9 out of 10 times the Bears would have smashed the Giants in that game. But that was one of the 10, like the 1 out of 10 where the Giants could have feasibly won that game, even though they lost 21-0. So it's windy in Chicago. Sean Landetta, who's a great punter for the Giants, like won 2 Super Bowls in 86 and 90. Like the ball gets snapped to him and he misses it, like misses the punt in his own end zone. And Sean Gale recovers it. And like the game is just basically like it's you can't win against the 85 Bears when you do that. And Parcells' quote was, look, like, there's basically like a universe where we could have potentially won. That didn't happen, but it could have happened. I kind of feel that way a little bit. Not that the Bears would have won, but I feel like the final score yesterday, 52-21 against the Lions, was a little bit unfair to Chicago. Now, the explosives for Detroit on offense were insane. It was explosive play after explosive play. They absolutely crushed the Bears' defense, and it reached a point where the Bears' defense just crumbled, and the Lions just kept scoring and scoring and scoring. 9 yards per play for the Detroit offense. And at the end of the game, obviously, like, the Lions on a 4th and goal, they could have kicked the field goal, they could have kneeled on it. They went for the touchdown, they scored a touchdown, to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Ben Johnson's asked about it after the game, and he goes, what do you want Dan Campbell to do? The right answer from Ben Johnson. In the first half of this game, no, the Bears turned it over a couple times, and they also went for it and didn't get it on a couple 4th downs. Not that they would have won. Like, and I'm not even making the case that the Bears should have covered, because I bet the Bears yesterday, and you know, they lose by 30. It's not a great bet. I do think that they got a little unlucky in the game. I don't know if they are as bad as the final score indicates. Now, we get the news today that Jalen Johnson, who there's a play in the game where Johnson is blitzing, and he basically, like, stops. And you're like, what the hell happened? Like, he was hurt, is the answer. He aggravated his groin injury. He's probably out the rest of the season. He's Chicago's best boundary corner. And we haven't seen Kyler Gordon yet this season. And it's bad right now for the Chicago Bears. And think about what Minnesota's offense looked like against Atlanta last night. 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns for McCarthy and the Vikings offense against the Bears defense. And then 52 points yesterday against the Detroit Lions. And that sets up Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys. And I actually think that Femi and I, that we blew it last week. Because we said, coming out of Cowboys-Eagles, the Cowboys are going to be, they're this year's Bengals. Every total needs to start with the 5. The total yesterday was 44.5. Or 45. And we should have loved the over. Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards. The Cowboys defense is not good. The Bears defense is in a world of trouble, and some of their best players are not healthy. Here comes Dak Prescott. And on the flip side, you wanted the tonic to cure Caleb Williams' ails? You think Caleb wants to take out some aggression and some anger on Matt Eberflus? The total of this game earlier today at BetMGM, even like a half hour ago, was 49.5. I think we're now at 50 across the board. So look, like, the total starts with a 5, and it's a Cowboys game, and that's correct. I think we might not be big enough with those defenses and what these offenses can potentially do. Final hour, Power Hour coming up next. More Week 2 NFL Sunday, our look-aheads for Week 3, and all our bets for tonight, Monday Night Football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.